This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا مزيدًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أيها المسلمون عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بالتقوى الله فإن خير الزاد التقوى. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in today's khutbah, we're going to talk about an issue which touches all of us. An issue that touches all of us in our everyday lives, at all times, that perhaps we do not reflect on. Perhaps we're not thankful enough to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the ni'mas, the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about His ni'mas, His blessings in the Qur'an, وَإِن تُعُدُّ نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to try to count the favors and the blessings of Allah, you could never count them. They're too many. Look around you. Look in yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all throughout the Qur'an, talks about the importance of being thankful and showing us the importance of being thankful for that which He has blessed us with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trains the Muslims first of all to know that all of these blessings are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بِيكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Any blessing you have, that verily it's from Allah. To remind you of the importance of having your heart attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The importance of striving to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of this blessing that He has given you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us in the Qur'an to reflect. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Luqman, أَلَمْ تَرُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Have you not seen that Allah, He is the one who has given you and made easy for you everything that's on the face of the earth and in the skies. وَأَسْبَقَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. And that He has made or bestowed upon you all of His blessings, that which is apparent and that which is unapparent. All of this as a form of to remind us of the greatness of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us in the Qur'an that even though He has showed us the right way and He has blessed us, that many people turn away. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Verily we have guided him to the right way. And either he is going to be grateful or ungrateful. And he showed us subhanahu wa ta'ala the way to have these blessings stay. To make sure that they always stay with us and that they're not taken away from us is to be thankful. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ. that verily if you are thankful, I will increase. وَلَنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ شَدِيدٍ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. And that if you turn away, if you deny my favors, that verily my punishment is severe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us in the Qur'an that even though this is the case, so many people turn away and are not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورِ. And a small amount of my creation are the ones who are thankful. A small amount are the ones who are grateful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He showed us that if we're going to be truly from those who worship Him, truly from those who are grateful to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we must be thankful. We must be thankful, and that is the one who truly worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says to us in the Qur'an in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. O you who believe, eat from that which we have provided from you, or that we provided for you, and be thankful to Allah if you are truly worshipping Him. If you're truly worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you must be thankful to Him for all that He has given you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked in the Qur'an about how He will give the great reward to those who are thankful. وَسَيَجْزِي الشَّاكِرِينَ. And He will be thankful, He will grant the reward to those who are thankful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He praised Ibrahim alayhi salam and showed Ibrahim's status alayhi salam, pay attention to this verse. Pay attention to the greatest characteristic that He mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Ibrahim alayhi salam, inna Ibrahim kana ummah. That Ibrahim was an ummah, he was a nation in himself. Qanitan lillahi hanifa. He was devoted to Allah, obedient to Allah, inclining towards the truth. Walam yakun min al-mushrikeen. He was not from those who joined partners with Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned from his greatest characteristics, the greatest characteristic of Ibrahim alayhi salam, shakiran li'un'umi. That he was thankful for that which he was given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also taught us this in his sunnah alayhi salatu wa salam, the importance of being thankful. He used to say when he would wake up in the morning and when he was in the evening alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahumma ma asbah bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik, faminka wahdaka la sharika lak, falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. In the morning, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the morning, evenings, he would say all the time, Oh Allah, I have not entered this day or this evening with any blessings for me or for anybody of your creation except for it solely from you as one, not joining any partners with you. So you, to you is the hamd and the shukr, the praise and the thanks, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Teaching the Muslims the importance of tawheed, of having your heart attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the importance of being thankful. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever says this in the morning, then he has done his thanks for the day. And whoever says in the evening, he has done his thanks for the evening. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, in his actions, taught us the importance of being thankful. When he used to pray all through the night, alayhi salatu wa salam, until his feet would become swollen. And his wife Aisha radiallahu anha, she was surprised. She said, أَتَفَعَلْ هَذَا وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرُ. Do you do that? And Allah has forgiven you of all of your past and future sins. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to her? He said, أَفَلَا أَكُنَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a servant who is thankful to Allah? When we look at the types of blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, no matter how rich or poor you are, the greatest of all blessings is the blessing of Islam. The blessing to have been guided to follow the way of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. To be from the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the greatest blessing. If you have that and have nothing else, then you have been victorious in this life. You have been successful in this life. Pay attention to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Qur'an. When He says, أَلْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. He said, today I have perfected for you your religion and bestowed upon you my ni'mah, my blessing, and chose for you the religion of Islam as your religion. The religion of Islam is a ni'mah, it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we need to be thankful for. From the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the blessings that none of us really reflect on, be able to see, to understand, to hear, to smell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. He said, say, He is the one who has given you, He has created you and given you the hearing and the sight and the hearts to reflect with, but little are you thankful. Little of the people are thankful, even though they've been blessed with this. How many people have been blessed with vision, but they use it now, which is haram and displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They've been blessed with hearing, with the intelligence to reflect, and they turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and listen and do that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the blessings that we have been blessed with is having that which is sufficient for us and for our families. From the provisions, no matter how much it is, alhamdulillah, the Prophet ﷺ taught us, he trained us. He said, "Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbi, mu'afan fi jasadi, 'indahu qut yawmi, fakannama hayazat lahu ad-dunya." That whoever wakes up and he is safe, he's living in safety, and he is doesn't have any afflictions in his body, he's healthy, and he has his qut, his provision to eat with for that day, for him and his family, then it's like he has the dunya and all that's in it. How many billion, that's with a B, billions of people live in poverty? How many people don't have? How many people are ill? How many millions who have illnesses will be dead next week? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with health. He's blessed us to have enough. Of course, all of us, we want more. As the Prophet ﷺ said, if you were to give the children of Adam a valley of gold, he'd want another one. That's human nature. But we need to be thankful. We need to reflect on what we have. Go on YouTube and look at some of the videos of the people in the poor countries. As they live on the streets, they take any crumbs, anything they can find from the streets, and then look at your situation. Look at the boy who was about to get eaten by the bird because he's about to die from hunger, and look at your situation. Look at the little boy who's trying to pull his mother because she died of hunger in front of him, and look at your situation. We need to be thankful. We need to reflect on the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And being thankful comes in different forms. A lot of times, we look at being thankful in with our tongue, by saying Alhamdulillah. And even though that's good, it's not enough, because we also need to be thankful in our hearts. We need to be thankful in our hearts, knowing that this ni'mah, this blessing we have, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that this makes us love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more. That this brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be thankful in our actions, by only using that what Allah has blessed us with and that which is pleasing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Creator, doing that what He told us to do, and staying away from that which He forbid us from subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'ani wa sunnah. ونفعني وإياكم بما فيهما من الآيات والحكمة أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى وبعد. My dear brothers in Islam, as we have learned the reality and the importance of being thankful and grateful for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed on us, that which is apparent and that which is not apparent, we need to reflect when we go home today and ask ourselves a few questions. Are we really from those who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we honestly from those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If so, if you say yes, or you fool yourself by saying yes, the next question comes. Am I really thankful in my heart? Or am I telling yes, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah? But if you're thankful in your heart, the next question, are you thankful in your actions? Because the actions are the reality. The actions show us the truth. If you're really grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at your actions. Do you do what you're supposed to do? Do you do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to do, or do you turn away? Then you have the answer if you're really grateful or not. The money that you gain, do you gain it from halal sources or haram sources? And if when you gain that money, how do you spend it? Two of the questions that were going to be asked on Yawm al-Qiyamah, from the five questions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, that every single servant will be asked these five questions before his feet even move on the Day of Judgment. And from these questions, where he gained his money and what he spent it in. We need to reflect on this when we go home today. Are we really grateful for what we have? Even if we don't have that much in our own opinions, the Prophet ﷺ trained us to look at those who are beneath us to realize the true blessings. And to look at those who have been afflicted as a sign for us to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A reminder of the goodness that we have, of the blessings we have, so we can be grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, verse after verse He reminds us. We don't read the Qur'an, and if we do, we don't reflect on its meanings. Pay attention at the end of today's khutbah with these verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in Surah An-Nahl, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example of a village that was in peace, harmony, safety. The provisions come to them from all around the world, from all places. What did they do in return? Did they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. They denied the blessings of Allah. So what happened to them in return? الْجَزَاء مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. You get what you deserve. فَأَذَاكَهُمُ اللَّهُ فَأَذَاكَهُ اللَّهُ بِلِبَاسِ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. So Allah afflicted them with the pain of hunger and fear because of that what they used to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us in Surah Al-Baqarah, سَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِلُ كَمْ أَتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ بَيِّنَةٍ. سَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِلَ كَمْ أَتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ بَيِّنَةٍ. Ask Bani Israel how many signs we sent to them. And then he said, because what they did, وَمَنْ يُبَدِّلْ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Whoever turns away from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to them, then verily Allah is severe in punishment. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to reflect on these meanings and ask ourselves, look at the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As soon as he wakes up from his sleep, alayhi salatu, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All through the day, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his tongue and with his actions. We need to be thankful. We need to be thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all He's given us. Inshallah, if we are, we will keep it. If we don't, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it from us. We need to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And the thanks will show in your actions if you're truly grateful. ثم يعلم رحيم الله وإياكم أن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه ثم ثنى بملائكة الكرام فقال عز وجل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.